From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
David Beckham played at Man U, then moved to Madrid, and all the football world was thrilled by all that Beckham did. Oh, I'm sorry, I said football, I meant soccer, so did he, when Beckham told 5,000 fans he'd really rather be among them in Los Angeles than any other place. Although across the planet, people seeing Beckham's face are moved to shrieks of pure delight, and swooning happens too, for Beckham is a presence. Fame is something he can do. But let us grip reality, and let us keep in touch with moderation, for it seems to me a little much to say the league that's hired Beckham for this 5-year gig is doomed if on the strength of him alone the league can't rig its future to his star and draw to all its future games not only stars from Hollywood with faces and with names we know from all the tabloids and the rehab rosters too, but humble fans with no more glitz than me and maybe you. For it may be a cheap shot, and perhaps it isn't nice, but MLS will need, some say, a lot more than the spice the Beckhams will be loaning soccer played upon the shore that many feel is clogged with sports, and adding even more would be not only silly, but a stupid waste of money. Were that not witless blasphemy, it might almost be funny. Look, soccer, also known as football, played around the planet, is bigger now than any game we're playing here. So can it not just survive but long prevail across the USA is not the sort of question I'm inclined to ask today. For soccer's in the colleges, and in the high schools, too. And though the Women's Pro League died, it's coming back. It's true the Galaxy can't draw like Man United or Madrid, but what league only 12 years old and growing ever did? So David Beckham, heartthrob, poster boy, and brand sublime will kick the ante up. But in the long run, over time, the pro game that's so big in places baseball's never known will thrill us in this country until MLS has grown to that propitious stage where we can proudly claim that we have joined the world in knowing what a joy their game can be. And when that happens, maybe we'll look forward to the days when we can join the world in lots of other different ways.